went inside to see our loved ones.
The 50 or so protesters include family members of those who died in the nursing homes during the height of the first wave of the pandemic in New York back in the spring.
They don't want to die like this. They want to die with dignity.
Mary Beth DeLarm lost her mother in May in a nursing home near Troy during a time when no visitors were allowed. She says she was not even able to speak to her mother, Pat Ashley, over the internet.
I was not only able to see her, not even technologically through a digital device, but the nursing home when I called was non-responsive.
DeLarm was not told that her mother had passed until a week after her death. The cause was listed as coronavirus. The protesters say they want more access to their loved ones in the nursing homes. Current rules issued by the governor allow limited access for visitors. If a home has been free of the virus for 14 days, then visitors who can demonstrate they tested negative for COVID-19 in the past week can enter the facility for a visit. But only 2 visitors per resident are permitted at any one time, and the total number of visitors to a home cannot exceed 1/10 of the total number of residents in the facility. In addition, visitors have to undergo temperature checks, wear masks, and observe social distancing rules. No one under the age of 18 is allowed into the homes. State Senator Jim Todisco, who was also at the protest, said the restrictions mean that family members cannot adequately look out for their relatives.
They can negate the mental anguish, the psychological anguish, the heartbreak that's taking place. They're the main ombudsman for their family members in there. They make sure they're getting their food. They make sure they're getting their medications. They make sure their beds are changed. They make sure they're being cared for properly. The bed sores, they don't have them if they're in there looking over them. When they're not in there, it's not only the love they're losing, it's the protection of their family members.
Todisco and several other lawmakers have been at odds with the governor over a controversial March 25th directive. It required COVID-19 positive nursing home residents in hospitals to be readmitted to the homes. They contend the directive contributed to spiraling infection rates in the homes and led in part to the estimated 6,500 deaths of residents. A study released by State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker in late July found that many of the cases of infection in the nursing homes in the spring came from infected staff and visitors, not COVID-positive residents readmitted from hospitals. Zucker left some information out of his report, though, including the number of infected nursing home residents who died in the hospitals. State legislators, in a hearing over the summer, asked for that to be released. They said without that information, it's not possible to determine whether the report's conclusion is correct and whether the number of reported deaths of nursing home residents could actually be higher. Zucker on Monday said he was still trying to compile those numbers.
We are making sure that all the data is accurate. We will release it once we have checked to be sure there's no duplication. And I promised all along that I would get that information to you.
Senator Todisco says the delay has been going on for too long.
They haven't answered them, and it's 6 weeks past the deadline. So I know they're delaying for a reason.
Governor Cuomo says the controversy is a political attack created by Republicans.
There's a lot of politics being played, right? The Republicans have attacked almost all the Democratic states on nursing home deaths because the Democratic states initially had the worst COVID situations.
Cuomo says now Republican-led states have higher rates of death in their nursing homes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.